You know, there's a gal around town, this broad, she's so ugly. All of us guys at the pool hall gave her a name. Cockface. We all call her Cockface. She really looks like hell, even wearing silk and lace. Don't ever take a peek at her if you're up close. You will get a dizzy spell because she looks so gross. She is seen all over town when she looks at you. You'll trip and you'll hit the ground. There's no other ugly broad who could ever take the place of Cockface. Yeah, the guys got together about a year ago. We said, let's give her a name. She's hard on the eyes. Cockface.
You're listening to the Butt Fudge Sunday Show. And here's your host, Corey Sunday.
Hey, it's Corey, and welcome to my very stupid program, Butt Fudge Sunday. Happy Friday to you all. Tim Henson of the Distorted View Show will be back on Monday. Right now, he's just taking a little time off, but I do want to thank Tim for allowing me to do this podcast this week. It's been a lot of fun. You guys came on a great day because I have a wide range of clips for you guys. Lots of racist music, very creepy children, and people that are babbling. You know, Tim hasn't done the heavy burtation thing lately, so I've definitely got a heavy burtation thing for you guys. Now, some of you may ask, who the hell is this guy, Corey? Well, I've been a fan of the Distorted View Show since 2006. I've contributed a lot of Sextastic Tuesday stories and given many mashups and clips to Tim over the years. Now, nobody has said this to me, but some of you may say, you really can't be this weird. You're just a poser, man. Well, to prove my freak credentials, I just found some old audio tapes I recorded when I was about 17 years old, and I admit that they were absolutely horrible, but you can kind of hear the strange lyrics that I wrote back then, and here's just a small sample.
Leaving a heap of ass cream pie. Wear your panties till the day I die. Gurgle, slop, splish, splash, chicken balls. Bible glaze, Jimmy Jack, booger walls.
Yeah, a lot of songs have no meaning and they don't make any sense. But I did write a song called 101 Flavors in My Underwear.
I've been wearing my underwear ever since I was born. It has everything from rotten eggs to corn. A bum asked me, can you do me a big favor? Can I lick your underwear of 101 flavors? So many rainbow colors to see. You can't taste, it's not for free. It has guacamole and ravioli, bubblegum and puke, rum, maggot eggs and frog legs. I have 101 flavors from my underwear.
Yeah, these are very mature, sophisticated songs. When I recorded these songs, I actually annoyed my brothers, including this little snippet here.
I am in the uproar, and I sing with my voice, and I am annoying.
Yeah, I was an annoying teenager. Just as annoying as I am today. Now, I've got one more short clip. I promise not to torture you guys. I wrote a very stupid song dedicated to my penis at 17 years old. It's called the song My Best Friend Dick.
He doesn't come out and enjoy the sunlight. He only has fun with the ladies in the night. He's Dick. He's Dick.
my best friend to the end. He's my dick. I don't know what to do with him. He's getting kinda hairy, I'll give him a trim. He's wearing raincoats when he goes for a swim. His chances for exploring tonight are pretty thin. He's always comfortable, mostly he is alone. When my friend gets excited, he turns into a bone.
That song was very true. My chances of using my best friend Dick with other women were very slim back in those days. But anyway, moving from my dick to other men's dicks, yes, I'm talking about gooning. Since Tim is out, it's only fair for me to play some clips you guys come to expect, right? And if you're not familiar with the term gooning, it's basically gay dudes jerking it for hours, sometimes even days.
Name something a teenage boy can do for hours at a time.
Masturbate.
Survey says... Yeah, in this case, it's not teens, but generally very sad old men who call into this jack-off voicemail line to share their baiting and gooning stories. And in my first clip, I got a guy, Arturo, who likes to rap while he's masturbating.
Hey, Jack, what's up? It's Arturo, man. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, stroking the fucking top meat, man. Oh, fuck. Oh, pump the fucker. Pump the motherfucker. Dong, dong, Jack. Dick, dick, whack. Masturbate. Oh, I'm a dong jacker, I'm a big dick whacker, I'm a master fucking baiter.
If anybody likes to do remixing, that would be the clip to use.
Oh, fuck it, oh, fist fuck it, baiter dong, dong dong jack, dick dick whack, masturbate.
Thanks, Arturo, for checking in and freestyling for us, in more ways than one. Then on the line is a very old man, Artie, and he shares something that probably would turn off most gooners. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Jack, I just stuff. Got wise to your blog. Wow, what a hot sight. I love all the pictures of the guys really beating their meat, coming all over the place, just having a good time enjoying themselves.
Yeah, good old family fun.
I'm interested in the uncut guys. Wish you have a lot of on your site. The first one I saw was in kindergarten. Kid standing next to me at the urinal. Had a little extra blob on the end of his dick, not like mine. Wow, I was fascinated.
Okay, so we have established that this guy is fascinated with foreskin.
The next time, I saw one when I was in about fourth grade, and I used to walk home from school with a kid, and we used to go down in his basement, and we'd take a piss. And he would hold his foreskin closed and fill it up with pee, let it spray out all over the place.
I would imagine that would hurt to hold your foreskin together and then pee inside it and hold it. It hurts just thinking about it.
Even at that age, it got hot. So you can see where I'm coming from.
It doesn't sound hot, but it sounds like a reason I do not want children. You know, just imagine your kid in the fourth grade playing with his friends, and then you catch them peeing everywhere. Makes me want to get a vasectomy. Then Artie talks about his love for docking, and what is docking? I'll let him explain.
I'm really interested in docking, but it's the only way to get a foreskin over my uncut dick and get a little action working it back and forth.
So this guy is looking for a guy with a lot of foreskin that could wrap over his circumcised penis head. That's a little strange.
Chewing together and filling up that foreskin with jism.
So he wants to fill up the other guy's foreskin with his own jism. Fantastic. He's really thought this through.
And letting it spill out onto the ground or whatever.
All right. Thank you, Artie. Now, cleansing the palate, I love watching shows about the apocalypse. In fact, I'm a big fan of the AMC show The Walking Dead, which is all about the zombie apocalypse. Now I'm hooked on the new show Doomsday Preppers on the National Geographic Channel, where they feature different preppers who think there's going to be, like, polar shifts, or the electrical grid is going to go down, nuclear wars, overpopulation, food shortages, economic collapse, airborne viruses will spread... Now, there's a piece of me that believes that there's going to be some type of economic collapse at some point just because of all the worldwide debt and gazillions of dollars, but I'm not going to get into the economics of it. Instead, let's ask our retarded friend BB what he thinks about 2012.
December 21st, 2012, the world's not going to end. No, it's not going to end. They've been saying that for years.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably just a bunch of hype.
Well, I know something's gonna go down, but,
Okay, BB, stop playing both sides of the fence, man. You are just freaking me out! The reason why this disturbs me is that I believe that retards have superhuman strength, and I also believe that they can somehow predict the future, like somehow cats and dogs can freak out and predict that there's going to be an earthquake. When you start to see more retards take their helmets and ram into the walls, that's when we really know that the end is near, okay? But anyway, back to the Doomsday Prepper stuff. I've got a clip of a father who's preparing a son for the final days. In this clip, the father gives him a test to start a fire.
Ryan has successfully proved that he can build a shelter, but to complete his rite of passage, he will have to show his dad that he can create light, warmth, and heat to cook the day's hunt. He'll have to make a fire.
And eventually the son does make a fire.
Through it, through it.
Dude, you got fire, little man! All right.
Good job. That's your fire.
Then things get a little uncomfortable.
You're entering a new stage of your life. You're no longer a little kid anymore. You're turning into a young man. This here is your umbilical cord.
Yeah, surprise! Here's a stinky, fleshy umbilical cord that now symbolizes that you're a man.
When the Douglas children prove they can survive an overpopulated world, they are presented with their own umbilical cord, which has been preserved in cedarwood and sweetgrass since their birth.
Represents your attachment to me and Mom. But today you proved that you're a survivor and that you're ready to take the next step. So I'm giving it to you. Signifies that you're your own person right now.
I think if I had the umbilical cord, it would be a reminder of how I survived living with my weird dad. But what are you going to do with your umbilical cord? I mean, are you going to put it on your wall? Are you going to put a plaque around it? If the world comes to an end, you'll probably have to eat your own umbilical cord like a jerky stick.
I never knew I'd taste so good.
Now, I got another clip of a father and son from the show My Strange Addiction. This time, the son drops the bomb on the father. Let's take a listen here.
Nathaniel asked me to come up here. Basically, he had something that he wanted to tell me. I don't know exactly what it's about, but I'd like to know what's going on in his life.
Yeah, it's something pretty important I want to talk to you about.
All right.
I'm just going to come out and say it, I guess.
He's probably coming out of the closet that he's gay, right?
I'm in an intimate relationship with Chase. Sexually and emotionally.
See, he was just telling his dad that he's gay. You know, no big deal.
You're in an intimate relationship with your car.
Yes.
And sexually with your car.
Yes.
It's your car.
Yes.
Yeah, the dad is asking three times because he is in absolute disbelief that his son is fucking a car.
How does that work? How can you have sex with a car?
Mainly it's just a lot of just rubbing up against him.
Okay.
And it involves masturbating as well.
Help me out. This started?
It mainly started when I was younger. I just didn't have a lot of friends. And
you've always been kind of a loner.
You've
always liked it alone.
Right. I just started having those feelings more and more after I hit puberty. And it just became more and more serious after that, as far as the sexual side and the emotional side.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I like my motorcycle, you know, and I like my cars, you know, but I mean, they're cars to me.
Right.
They're not a sexual object, I guess, as you see them, right? Wasn't really around?
You were never there for me, Dad! So I had to make love to an automobile and put my penis in the exhaust pipe.
We just couldn't spend a lot of time.
I
had to stay with Mom pretty much.
Right, and I moved away, and I wasn't around
you. But I'm not blaming you for that.
But I know that it has something to do with it. I mean, I feel like it has part to do with it. Not all, but part. Because I wasn't around, wasn't there for you. I mean,
it's your fault.
You know, I wish I could have been there for you and your sister more.
I understand.
Hopefully we can get on a little bit closer relationship, and I can try to figure this out.
Well, good luck, Dad. You really fucked this one up. Then the father starts to ask a few more questions.
So how does it feel when other people ride in Chase with you?
I just always think in my mind, I hope they don't do anything to hurt him.
What would be hurting the car anyway? Would that mean that you slam the door a little too hard? You might litter in the car? Do you wipe your feet off in the car? What are your friends really going to do? And frankly, I would not want to ride in this car because I'm sure it would smell like semen everywhere and sticky.
Smells like new car smell and sex.
Well, the biggest negative is going to be rejection and social stigma. We worry that he's going to lose friends, he's going to lose a support network, that he could even lose his job because he's socially not acceptable.
Well, that's great. Why not have him be on a national television program?
Have you ever had a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
I've had girlfriends in the past, yeah, and it's always been hard. It's never worked out, I guess, because of that piece of me. Huh. Is still attached to cars.
Maybe you could have done something about it. Like, when you were having sex with your girlfriend, could you have, like, pretended you were fucking your car? I don't know. But what I want to know, does he make car noises when he has sex? You know, maybe when he's feeling a little frisky, he lets out a little beep, 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 beep. Or when he's, like, really horny, he's like...
You live in a kind of small town.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How would it feel? What would it do to your emotions, to your state of mind, to become that car guy, the crazy car guy, the guy who's in love with his car? Do you think it would depress you? Would you be okay with it?
I haven't really thought about it, honestly. Like I said, I've just been kind of keeping a secret and hoping that no one finds out.
Once again, you're on national television. Why the hell do these people agree to be on TV and hope they're going to keep their secrets? Now everybody's going to know that you're a car fucker.
Do you feel like Chase cares about you?
Yeah, I do feel that from him. It's just in little things that he can do that I can feel him, I guess. Just if he's having a bad day, I can tell it in his performance and, you know, and just I can kind of feel vibes, I guess, coming from him. And
so if your car's not starting, it's not because it's not working. It's because Chase is not talking to you today. Oh, and if the car gets overheated, Chase is no longer in love with you. All sorts of excuses. All right, enough about cars. I have a few random clips here. I've got a taxidermist who recently had her website hacked into.
Yeah, I've gotten lots of hate mail from animal rights activists and people who just don't agree with killing animals in general. It's gone so far as to where they hacked into my website. They replaced the photo on my website with a photo of an aborted fetus.
That makes me wonder if PETA had attacked distortedview.com, since once in a while I see aborted fetuses on that site. Okay, that's all I had for that clip. Now I've got another clip of a woman, Annie Jenkins, who's testifying in court, but she doesn't make for the greatest witness, and here is why.
Okay, we're on record. This is a videotape deposition of Annie Jenkins.
Would you please raise your right hand?
Left hand, left hand, raise your right hand. Can't work with.
In the video, Annie Jenkins is actually raising both hands for some reason. Maybe she just really wants to tell the truth.
Can you raise your right hand?
I'm going to swear you in, okay?
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth?
It's all true. The truth. It's all true.
Okay, I think she's agreed to telling the truth.
Ms. Jenkins?
What?
My name is Skip Jernigan. I'm a lawyer from Jackson. I'm going to ask you some questions today, all right?
I've lived up in the hospital now.
You know, I don't think that's Ebonics she's speaking, but some type of Neanderthal dialect.
I'm going to ask you some questions. Your name is Annie Jenkins, right?
Annie Jenkins, yeah. Okay. Need a little bit from...
Gotcha. I'm hearing you loud and clear, Niner. Oh, wait, I got a fart right now. Hold on. The mic smells delicious.
All right. You live in Ruleville.
Ruleville, hand me a bite something.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Miss Jenkins, can you write your name?
Yeah, I write my name.
Okay.
Okay.
Will you look at that for me? No, ma'am. Would you look right there and tell me if that's your name?
Yeah, my name is Annie Jenkins.
Did you write that on there?
My baby sister
wrote that on there?
Yeah.
Okay. And your baby sister is Minnie Jenkins?
Minnie Jenkins, that's what they call my mother, have my mother, I'm a pet,
If you were a court reporter trying to type her every mumble, you'd probably want to take the typewriter at some point and just begin beating her face with it. And it doesn't matter if she loses her teeth, they're either already gone or they're not being used anyway. Anything else from the prosecutor?
I believe that's all the questions I have.
Probably because you are frustrated with the same mumbling. You may as well have been talking to that tranny Bing Zamuda or whatever her name is. You know, that's a great way to be removed from testifying. Just talk like you've got your face filled with cheese puffs and boom, you're done testifying. I know that's probably quite racist, or is it more racist that I play some brand new racist karaoke? Here's a parody of Billy Joel's Piano Man from the very racist ChimpTube website.
Get a job, you stupid jigaboo. You good for nothing, nigger chimpanzee. We're not in the mood for your monkey shines. Get away and leave me be.
You know, I'm sure Billy Joel would be proud of this song since he's also very racist. Don't believe me? In the song Moving Out, it sounds like he says, nigger can't ride with a broken back.
You wanna know by now, nigger can't ride with a broken back. At least he can polish the fenders.
That's crazy!
Anyway, back to the karaoke.
Now Jaquan at the bar is a jigaboo. Stupid as can be.
That's crazy!
He's out for down low cock, or maybe a crack rock. A typical chimpanzee.
That's crazy!
He said, my dick is killing me.
That's crazy!
I done got the AIDS.
That's crazy!
I could have been a big rap star. It bees Whitey's fault anyway.
Now, the very next racist karaoke song is a Beach Boys song. Let's take a listen.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, they're gonna rake it.
That's crazy!
Bahama, they all look like Obama.
That's crazy!
Montego, baby, don't go to Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Nigamo. That's a place you want to avoid at all costs.
Or Detroit.
That's crazy!
Dead bodies in the sand. Niggas stink across the land. We'll be beaten and killed by a nigger with a gun in his hand. Down in Nigamo.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, they're gonna rape ya. Bermuda, Bahama, they all look like Obama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, don't go. Please don't go down to Nigamo. They'll get you fast and then they'll kill you slow. That's how those niggas roll. Way down in Nigamo.
All right, and if that wasn't enough for you, here's another parody of a song originally done by the Cars called You Might Think I'm Crazy. Let's just see what kind of parody they come up with this time.
You might say I'm racist.
Yes.
For making fun of coons.
Oh, yes.
Maybe you think I'm a Nazi for calling them baboons.
That's right,
but I think that you're wrong. You see TNB for too long. You might say it's stupid when I rewrite these tunes. You might say I'm racist. All I hate is coons.
And let's see how this one ends.
You might say I'm prejudiced for making monkey sounds. But someday, somehow, when we're victorious, there'll be no spooks around. They'll be back in the wild.
That's crazy!
We're on the ships, stacked in piles.
That's crazy!
You might say they're human, those dangerous jigaboos. You might say I'm racist, all I hate is coons.
There you go, I'm just going to play you two more short songs. Here's another racist Beach Boys parody.
KFC and Popeye's. Nigga swing today. Mississippi and Compton will lynch most of LA. All over Memphis, down Atlanta way. Everybody's gonna lynch in lynching USA.
There's nothing like feel-good racist karaoke, right? I've just got one more song for you guys.
When I'm watching cops on television, just one thought occurs to me. Stupid fucking niggers, TMB.
That's racist!
When I'm watching nigger beatdowns that are on the screen in front of me. Stupid fucking niggers, TNB, 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 oh TNB. Stupid fucking niggers, TNB.
Okay, that's just too much racist karaoke in one day. Thanks, ChimpTube, for all those horrible songs. You can send all your hate mail to show at buttfudgesunday.com. Now, I've got an audio tape called Sex Explained for Children, and it is very creepy. It's got children trying to explain what sex is to each other. Let's take a listen here.
Mothers and fathers get married because they need to love. Results in their loving each other in a special, beautiful way.
That's happiness.
And a special love by a special person.
Gosh, what's love got to do with having a baby?
Well, that's a very good question. She is wise beyond her years.
Well, part and parcel of this need to love is mothers and fathers mating and creating a baby of their very own that is a part of their love for each other.
To mate? How do they mate?
When a mother and father are loving one another, they are lying down together in a bed.
Or they might not just be laying down.
Doggy style.
Yes, Blue Iris, they can do it doggy style as well.
The father, because of the love and good feelings he has toward the mother, reacts and his penis grows bigger and becomes erect.
His what?
His penis.
What's a penis?
Tell me about those cocks.
No, you dirty old man.
What size penis do you have?
No, Blue Iris.
How long is it?
Alex Jones, how inappropriate of a question. I guess if you really want to know, it's like the size of a baby carrot.
That's microscopic.
Yeah, but it gets the job done.
Mine's bigger than yours.
Okay, thank you, Alex, for chiming in. Let's get back to the education here.
The penis is an organ hanging in front between a boy's legs. It's just in front of the scrotal sac that contains the testicles. You know, the penis is the thing that is also used by boys for urinating. Well, anyway, the penis becomes big, and the father, usually after much love and tenderness with mother, puts his penis into her vagina.
How does it fit?
It is so huge.
Yeah, the older you get, the more stretched out it gets, and eventually you can take a fist in that thing.
That is just gonna destroy the vagina.
The mother, because of her feelings of love and happiness, relaxes the muscles of her vagina that enables the erect penis to enter easily. Thus, the act of mating.
And you're going to like it!
Okay, thank you, Alex Jones.
That's amazing. I think it's even more amazing that the vagina can stretch to that the fully developed baby out at birth.
Yeah, the vagina is amazing.
Vagina power!
Thanks, Alexis K. Tyler. Yes, the vagina is very powerful to shoot out a giant watermelon-sized small person out of a vagina.
Is that all there is to it, Roger?
Not quite. This act of love and mating results in the father ejecting a fluid called semen from his penis. And in the semen is the sperm that fertilizes the mother's egg. This semen with the sperm is deposited inside the mother's vagina and then travels on its own into the uterus searching for the mother's egg with which it unites to form a baby.
Do grown people have to be in love in order to mate?
No.
Oh, he sounds a little bummed out, like he knows from personal experience.
No, but they usually are. I guess that's what makes mating special.
And then when you're older, your parents will give you your umbilical cord, and then you'll become an adult. All right, I have one more clip I want to pinch out like a constipated poop. Now, what happens when a drunk Corey is listening to online radio? He calls in and does some prank calls and acts like an absolute asshole. And I almost didn't play this clip for you, but I changed my mind and I will play it for you.
You're on the air with Debbie. Let's forget about these trolls. What's going on, 952?
Hello, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Sounds like ignore the haters and let them be your motivators.
Well, I would ignore them if they would stop getting my personal docs out all over Twitter and lying about it.
So apparently this host has a lot of trolls, and I happen to be one of them. And eventually she asks me about myself, and I come up with some stupid story on the spot.
Well, you know, I have a job, and I'm a dog groomer. And, you know, I was fired years ago because I shaved a dog's pubic region. But now I am back and working a new job freelancing as a dog groomer again.
You know, I had a dog groomer when I lived in Plano, and I thought this would be the best idea to make a lot of money.
Okay, somehow she just ignored my comment about how I got fired for shaving dog genitals.
You get a van, and you get some money, and you set it up to where you're a mobile dog groomer.
Absolutely. That's what hairdressers do. They do, you know, freelance shampooing and Brazilian waxes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a way to make money on the side from your regular day job. And,
this could be a career. This was a big deal.
As long as there's no prostitution involved, right?
Prostitution.
No prostitution.
Well, I don't think
that's what has happened at the dog grooming facility before.
And the tone of the phone call becomes quite creepy.
What?
People get weird. People get weird when they bring in their dog.
Prostituting their... What? Okay, now what do you mean? Stop. Prostitution, where does that come into dog grooming?
Well, people bring in their dogs and they want you to do things with their dogs.
Like what?
Well, not just shave their pubic region, but go beyond...
And that's when I get cut off the air. I think I did a horrible job trolling while drunk. I just drank way too much that night. And I had absolutely no game plan. I just went with some stupid story, so... There you go. I'll try to do better the next time. That's all the time I have for today's program, but let's go to you, the callers on the voicemail line. Hello there!
Hey, Corey. Tone Deaf Sean here.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, great show. I loved it. I think it was the Wednesday show. I'm looking forward to a couple more. Man, I've missed you.
Well, thanks, Tone Deaf Sean. You know, I've missed you guys, too, as well. Just glad to be back. Glad to give Tim a few days off, have a little fun with the show.
I'm really, really happy to hear the science and technology guy talk about the lizard people. This is a great concern of mine.
Okay, sure.
You know, the best place to get information about them, this is where what really got me, was the Wheels Off Liberty podcast. They did a show on the transdimensional lizard Jews.
Okay.
These guys really fucking scare me. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait to hear more.
Well, good to hear from you, Tone Deaf Sean. Next up on the voicemail line.
Corey, this is Simon Griswold, host of the Future Science Technologies Report.
Oh, hello there.
I just heard that ignorant Tone Deaf Sean call in about the lizard people.
Okay.
And I wanted to clarify that they are reptilians. And they're not lizards. It's a big difference. Lizards generally have tails and eat vegetation. Reptilians do not have tails, and they want to drink your blood from your fucking neck.
All right, let's just put that debate aside, okay, Simon?
Yeah.
What I'd really like to know is how your GeoCities site is doing.
It has been a horrible experience with all the email that I receive from my site.
Okay, what kind of emails do you receive?
Keep in mind that the technology of the internet mail is still new to me, but it depresses me greatly.
And why is that?
Because it depresses me when I receive hundreds of emails from poor people in Africa pleading for wire transfers.
Simon, those are absolute scams.
But I have no choice to send them thousands of dollars because they tell me that they have to drink their own urine to survive the desert heat.
Yeah, it just sounds like a scam.
And then some woman emailed me personally to say that she has a webcam and she is lonely and she wants to get hot. So since I have plenty of blankets in my guest bedroom, I wanted to mail her some wool blankets.
Okay, Simon, obviously you can't recognize spam from real mail. You really shouldn't respond to those spam emails.
But she said she would give me her cream pie. How can I ignore freshly baked goods?
Okay, thank you, Simon. Next up.
Hey, Corey, this is Rob from Cleveland.
Hey, Rob.
It is Friday, March 23rd. It's lunchtime, and I am across the street from the White House having some lunch on this beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon. Just wanted to say, hey, it's good to have you back, even though it's just for 1 week. Keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening.
Well, nice to hear from Rob from Cleveland and D.C. He's a longtime listener and fan of the Distorted View show as well. Good to hear from you, Rob. Next up.
Hey, Corey, this is Tone Deaf Sean. What's up?
No, it's not.
Hey, I got this helium tank.
Okay, so it is Tone Deaf Sean. You fooled me with the helium tank there.
It comes in this kit. You can you get like 30 balloons with it. $25. My kids had a birthday party over the weekend, and I'm having fun with the leftover.
You sound like a deranged elf.
I have really missed the Butt Fudge Sunday show.
Well, I'll try to do the show a little bit more often. I'll definitely do it when Tim needs a break. I believe I will be doing another show later this year, maybe like a 2012 end of the world show, but that's still in the works. And the last caller is...
Hey, Corey. This is Distorted View Sideshow Freak Chantal calling in.
Hey, Chantal.
I just wanted to let you know that the first episode that I ever heard of Distorted View actually featured your Sextastic Tuesday story, the horrible Fuddruckers baby-fucking one.
Yes, that story is actually up on buttfudgesunday.com if you want to check that story out.
And it was so horrific and gruesome that, of course, I was addicted immediately.
Awesome.
And for, like, weeks now, I've had stick your finger in your dick, stick your finger in your dick stuck in my head. So, I mean, thanks. Just for everything you do. You're wonderful.
Well, thank you very much, Chantal, for listening. You know, I happen to have that clip right here that Chantal was referring to, which is on my digital download album, Crapocalypse.
Crapocalypse!
And here it is.
Stick your finger in your dick. Stick your finger in your dick. Stick your finger in your dick. Dick hole, dick hole. Stick your finger in your dick. Stick your finger in your dick. Stick your finger in your
Well, thanks for checking in the show, Chantal. Those are all the calls I had on the new voicemail line, but keep them coming. Thank you so much for supporting the show, purchasing my digital download albums at buttfudgesunday.com. That's probably the best way to support my show. Plus, you get a variety of mashups, original songs, parodies, remixes, skits, and a lot more. Also, take a gander at the links in the show notes to purchase items on Amazon.com. You can buy almost anything on Amazon.com. In fact, I looked up some of the strangest things you can purchase, and I found that you can buy a quart of wolf urine, replicas of your body fat, UFO detectors, poop freeze, a wall-mounted deer's ass with a bottle opener, coffins, a tub of 1,500 ladybugs, a book on how to knit with your dog hair. But also, there's some more useful things like iPads, electronics, movies, games, kitchenware, pet supplies, just about anything you can think of. And the best thing, it helps support the program, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Just click the Amazon.com link in the show notes to help support the program. Again, the voicemail line is 253-780-9984. Also in the show notes are links to my Facebook page, Twitter,
my Twitter sheet,
and Google group. Here's a song from the band Self. Thanks for listening this week. Have a great weekend. Tim will be back on Monday with a brand new episode of Distorted View Daily. Talk to you soon, guys. Bye-bye!
Name a job that's dirty, but someone has to do it.
Dirty. Gynecologist.
Thanks for calling Auto Erotica, number one in automated phone sex. Please say the name of the person you'd like to speak with.
Brandy.
I think you said Brandy. If this is correct, press one. Hi, this is Brandy. Please state your name.
Murray.
Hello, Murray. What are you wearing?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
I think you said jeans and a t-shirt. Is that right?
Yes.
That's hot. What would you like me to do to you?
Why didn't go down on me?
I think you said go down on you. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going down on you. Oh, 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 wow. You are really stiff. Does it feel good to you?
Yes. Suck it.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Does it feel good to you?
Yes. Stroke it.
I'm stroking it. Holy cow, you are really hard. Would you mind if my friend joins in?
No, not at all.
Great. Press 1 for Crystal. Press 2 for Yolanda. Press 3 for Jamie.
Hey, I'm Jamie. Thanks for letting me in on the fun. What do you want me to do to you?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, Jamie. Put Brandy back on the line. Get rid of Jamie.
I'm pretty sure you said get rid of Brandy.
No.
Goodbye.
What do you want me to do to you?
End this call.
I'm pretty sure you said play with my balls.
What?
I'm playing with your balls.
Oh, God. This is pissing me off.
I'm pretty sure you said fist me while whacking off. Is that right?
No.
I'm fisting you.
Oh.
And I'm whacking off.
Oh, God, come on. Just put Brandy back on the line.
I'm pretty sure you said put Randy on the line.
Hi, this is Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Jamie. Where should I penetrate Murray?
This is ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure you said pearl necklace. Is that right?
What are you talking about? I don't even know what that is.
A text message has just been sent to Murray's cell phone.
Oh, God, that's it. I'm done. Hello?
This is Randy.
And Jamie.
Would you like us to finish on your chest?
No!
Hells yes.
Hot damn, we just finished on your chest.
Oh, God!
Pearl necklace complete.